this is Angels broadcaster Trent Rush, and you're listening to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Now here's your host, my guy, Taylor Blake Ward.
Sports is really big for the country right now, but we're risking you know, our families and, you know, risking our lives to go out here and play for everyone.
There's a familiar voice for you, and I hope my voice is familiar as well. Welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. Great to have you on board to close out the week here at Locked On Angels on July 3rd. It's going to be a busy weekend ahead. I hope you stay safe, whatever you're doing. We were able to catch up with Mike Trout and Joe Maddon earlier this morning, and we're going to share what Mike had to say about this upcoming 2020 season. A lot of concerns with Mike Trout because he is having the birth of his first child with his wife Jessica, and Mike addressed this situation pretty thoroughly. We're going to share what Mike had to say about this, also what he had to say about the season, share some notes that Joe Maddon shared with us as well. But before we get into today's show, a reminder, you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Also, if you want to download today's show or subscribe to Locked On Angels, you can do so via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcasting outlet you're using to listen to today's episode. We do want to start off on a fairly happy note. Happy summer camp to you, or spring training 2.0, whatever we're calling it. I think it's officially called summer camp now, but the Angels are doing workouts today. Joe Maddon noted that Shohei Ohtani and Griffin Canning will be pitching or throwing today. There was some concern about how they would start the season if we were going to start the season back in March and April, but they are going to be throwing. Right now there are about 10 players that have not shown up to camp yet. Joe Maddon wouldn't specify the reasons on that. Another item is that Shohei Ohtani is all systems go, ready to rock and roll, I think is the exact quote from Joe Maddon. So Shohei Ohtani ready. One guy that is ready but has some concerns is Mike Trout. We noted at the beginning of the show, you heard that quote from Mike Trout about how sports is such an important item in the country right now, but there are some concerns. When we talked to Mike this morning, the first thing that was brought up is how he felt about this upcoming season and about how comfortable he was moving forward into the 2020 season. So we're going to share that with you. This is Mike Trout from earlier this morning.
Honestly, still don't feel comfortable. You know, obviously with the baby coming, there's a lot of stuff going through my mind right now, my wife's mind, my family, just trying to be the safest and most cautious way to get through a season. You know, I've told Billy, I told a bunch of the guys, you know, it's gonna be tough. I gotta be really cautious these next few weeks. So I think the biggest thing is, you know, obviously I don't want to test positive and I don't want to bring it back to my wife. You know, we've thought hard about all this, you know, still thinking about all this. It's a tough time, tough situation we're in, everybody's in. And, you know, everybody's got a responsibility in this clubhouse to, you know, social distance, stay inside, wear a mask and, you know, keep everybody safe.
So Mike really went on about this for a while, and we're going to share some more things that Mike had to say about this, but I think there's reasonable alarm here for Mike. Is he talks about if he tests positive that he wouldn't be able to see the baby for 14 days, or if Jessica tests positive, she can't see the baby for 14 days and how disappointing that would be. And I asked him about if anyone had given him information about if he had left for the season or part of the season, what would happen and how long he would have to be gone. He says he's talked to Billy and Joe and doctors about that. But it seems like there's a lot of things up in the air. And Mike Trout talks about how sports is big for the country. We talked about that. And he wants to play. And we're going to share that. He wants to play. But he talks about the tough situation that he's in. And I think that this goes for a lot of players. We talked about Garrett Cole had his baby this morning. You have Garrett Cole that had his baby. You've got Bryce Harper that's going to be having a baby. These are star caliber players, not to the extent that Mike Trout is. Mike Trout's the best player on the planet. But Bryce Harper and Garrett Cole are two of the highest end players in baseball. And this situation could be very similar to them. So we're going to allow Mike to kind of explain a few things about his mindset to play. But he touches on a lot of things during the day. So we're going to share that for you right now.
Yeah, you know, I love playing this game. I think, like you said, you know, Jim said it good. You know, we want to play. And it's going to come down to how safe we're going to be. You know, if there's an outbreak or something happens, you know, these next few weeks, you definitely got to consider. I definitely got to reconsider. You know, it's just, there's a lot of questions. You know, I got to do, obviously, baseball. I love baseball, but I got to do what's right for my family sometimes. And, you know, majority of the time, I got to do everything for my family. And, you know, it's going to be a tough decision if something happens up down the road. It's just a lot of guys have questions, and it's a tough, you know, we're in a tough and crazy, you know, situation right now in the country and in the world. And, you know, no one really knows the answers. No one has the answers. And, you know, I talk to my wife every night about this, and, you know, it's, you know, I'm coming in and I know I'm risking myself to, you know, that I could meet somebody or get somebody and get this virus. And that's the last thing on my mind I want to do. It's just a, you know, I think it's a tough situation for everybody. I talked to a lot of guys across the league, and they're texting me a lot. I'm not going to name any names, but just, you know, it's just a crazy, they're all thinking the same thing. Is this going to work? We just got to stay safe and obviously be as cautious as we can. Everybody's trying to get this game back. But we got to get it back the right way and the most healthiest and safest way.
So Mike here is obviously addressing very serious concerns in his life as well as others across the league. And he talks about how he's been texting players across the league and players have been texting him. There's just a lot of questions about the season that's going to be happening here in 2020. We're going to touch more on that in the second segment. We're coming up on a break here. But Mike Trout also discusses kind of how they could prevent this and what has to happen. We also talk about how Mike feels about the season and how negotiations went over the course of the last few months between MLB and the Players Association. Before we get to any of that, though, a reminder that today's show is brought to you by Rock Auto. Privately owned and serving the community for over 20 years, Rock Auto has an amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. I'm telling you, we went on yesterday, and I've been using Rock Auto for a long time, but I kind of did some exploring. I found a transmission for a Ferrari. I mean, how many auto parts stores on the internet have transmissions for Ferraris? Let's be real. I don't need one. I'd love to have that necessity and feel the need that I need a transmission for a Ferrari, but I don't. Instead, I got my wife a nice little steering wheel thing for her Camry. They have those kind of things too. So check them out. Visit rockauto.com. Tell them Taylor from Locked On Angels sent you, or tell them Locked On sent you at checkout. All the parts your car will ever need, Rock Auto.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean Woodley from the Locked On Raptors podcast. Basketball is my first love, but man, do I love me some Shohei Ohtani. Here to talk about Ohtani and more is your host for Locked On Angels, Taylor Blake Ward.
Thanks, Sean. This is Locked On Angels, and you're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. Here in the second segment, we're going to continue talking about what Mike Trout was talking about during the conference call earlier this morning with Mike Trout. He talked about the precautions that he has to take as an individual to kind of just make it easier on his own life. He's having a child here in August with his wife, Jessica, and he is really concerned about coming down with COVID or testing positive. And I think it's a very serious and rightfully so reason to raise the alarm for Mike Trout that we are playing baseball here in 2020. And Mike addressed how you can take precautions and the responsibility that we all have, starting with his teammates and starting with players in the league, with the media that are going to be around during the ball games. And he kind of addresses you know, how we have to approach it as society. So we're going to go to that audio clip and let Mike share his opinions on our responsibilities to keep families safe.
Yeah, I think everybody's got to be accountable. A lot of guys you know, coming in, and a lot of guys have family members. You know, a couple of the guys are obviously single and, you know, younger guys, you know, they need to get out of the house, but it's going to take a group effort, and one guy can mess this up. One guy could go out and not wear a mask or not in contact his virus and bring it in the clubhouse. And then, you know, I'm hearing a lot of stories of, you know, sometimes if someone tests positive to get a false negative, two negatives in a row, it might take 15 to 20 days. I mean, if you think of that, you're at least half the season. So I think everybody's got to take responsibility. Everybody's got to think about each other, you know, think twice about, you know, doing this, doing that. I think being safe as possible, staying in your house. Obviously there's a big holiday coming up, 4th of July. you know, everybody wants to get out of the house and, you know, celebrate, but it's just, you got to be smart about it. And I think everybody's on board with it. It's got to, like you said, it's got to be from top to bottom, from guys that are going to Blair Field, to coaching staff, to trainers, to front office, to media, to everybody. If one guy, it takes one guy to bring that in his clubhouse, and it's going to, and you know how contagious this virus is, it's going to be tough to contain.
Like we said, kind of at the outset of the show, there's just so much to unpack when it comes to the safety precautions that Mike Trout is talking about. And we're talking about one player, but this is a very important player, not just for the Angels, but for baseball. And obviously, Mike Trout is not the only one that's thinking these things. And there is a lot of responsibility to go around, whether it be teammates or players across the league or us here in the media. One big thing that I think has to be noted, though, is that Mike Trout has not said directly that he is going to sit out the season or that he's going to play the season. Obviously, the love for the game, we've noted that, but he wants to play. But there are all these things that he's mentioned that we've talked about that may prevent him from playing this season. There was one big comment that Mike made, and it's that he talks to his wife every day when he comes home from the field. It's better that he explains it than I do. So let's go to that clip from Mike.
It's definitely still there. I mean, we're talking about, I talk to my wife every day when I come home from the field. It's just, like I said, I'm going to try to get, see what these, you know, few weeks of spring brings us and see how it plays out. I got to do what's right for my family, my wife. You know, obviously it's our firstborn, and, you know, I can't put them in jeopardy. Obviously, you know, being with them and keeping them the healthiest is my top priority. And but like I said, my mindset is playing. I'm going to have talk with, obviously, Billy and Madden about things, situations we can, you know, try to work out or to do just to, you know, we got our own locker. So it's kind of sweet how that is. You know, we're away from people. It's just going to be different this year. You know, obviously the biggest thing about playing, you know, when it's a regular season, is just being with your teammates. And right now you can't really be with your teammates. I mean, you can be with them, but you can't hang out with them. You know, in a clubhouse, sit on the couch and just, you know, watch TV with them. You can't play cards and stuff. You know, that's what the game's all about, just building them friendships and then bonds. But it's going to be different this year, and you got to be safe.
As you can see, Mike Trout is already approaching this season different from others. And it's a shame that he talks about the camaraderie that you have as teammates and how that's not really going to be as big an aspect of this 2020 season. But as he noted, you know, he talks to his wife every night about the situation that they're in. And, you know, just for myself, from a media perspective, my wife asked me when baseball was announced it was coming back, she said, "Are you going to the ballpark?" And I said, I don't know. You know, we'll see how the media availability goes. And, you know, she found out about the Zoom calls, and she said, "Great, you can stay home and do the Zoom calls." And I was like, "Well, you know, let's talk about it." But, you know, there's a reason why my wife is like this and why Mike Trout is talking to his wife this way, because it is a serious situation that everyone has to deal with. And I'm not in the same boat as Mike Trout. I mean, I'm not a multimillionaire who, you know, is the best baseball player in the world and is having a child. You know, we have a very standard household at my household. And these are things that we're talking about the same way that Mike Trout is. So we can touch on how serious this is. One thing before we end the show, and we're running a little bit close on time, is Mike Trout did open up about the negotiations between the Players Association and the MLB, also talked about the playoffs a little bit. So we're going to share that clip from Mike about how he felt about the negotiations between MLB and MLBPA.
Yeah, I just think that everything should have been behind closed doors. You know, when you bring it on social media and stuff, you know, leaks out, this leaks out, I think it just gets messy. Obviously we had an agreement in March, and, you know, we were strongly, obviously all the guys were strongly for that, you know, agreement. You know, we signed a contract to get paid, you know, each game. Obviously you heard the comments from Manfred the other day, that their whole intention was to play 60 games. So, you know, it got way messier than what it should have been. It should have just been closed doors, going back and forth, getting it done, and coming out with a deal. I think it would have been a lot better for, you know, the game of baseball.
Not sure anyone could have said it any better. I definitely agree. You know, closed doors would have been the best way to go about things. Obviously, things didn't play out that way. But, you know, for a guy that a lot of people say is vanilla and doesn't speak out often enough, I think Mike Trout shared everything that we expected him to share today and was very open. So it was great being able to not only see Mike Trout and talk to Mike Trout, but have him be open about these things and open up about the 2020 season. One thing, we're running out of time, and one thing I did want to note is Mike Trout was asked about the playoffs, and what his big comment was the team that stays the safest and healthiest is going to have the edge, and I think that a lot of us can agree with that. It was a pleasure bringing you today's show of Locked On Angels. We're going to have so much to unpack from the weekend when we come back next week. And we'll figure out our schedule as baseball is returning here. Summer camp started today. So hopefully have a great weekend. Just as a reminder, you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Also, you can download today's show or subscribe to Locked On Angels via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcasting outlet you're using to listen to today's show. When you're done listening to Locked On Angels, tell your smart device to play Locked On MLB, and we'll be joined by my friend Soli on the national show here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Once again, it was a pleasure bringing you today's show. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. If it does include adult beverages, please don't get behind the wheel of a car. And if it does not include adult beverages, have a lemonade or a soda for me. I appreciate it. For Locked On Angels, I'm Taylor Blake Ward, reminding you to dot your I's, cross your T's, and stay nasty, Anaheim. We'll see you next week.